you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list, it was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sisters. Oh my goodness, is there a treat here for you guys? We have another guest on the podcast, and her name is Gina Seavey, and I am just so blessed by this woman. We've known each other pushing 3 years, like 2.5 years. We met online. We've met in person before, and we stay connected because she's on the opposite side of the country than I am. She's in California. I'm in North Carolina. She is just a beautiful light that has been in my life for a good substantial time period. I didn't even think of that. She is a life coach. She is a faith-based coach, and she is just a pure light of God. And I've kind of gotten a little deeper into the attraction here lately of being more Christ-like, Gina. And I think that you're a beautiful example of that in your stories of trying your best to be Christ-like. And I just I'm so excited for you to be on the show. We met through a mastermind and trying to build our businesses and be great big social media stars and all the things. And God had different plans for us, which is so cool. And it brought us really close together. Gina and I are really close friends. And I feel like we just pick off right where we got started and we have great conversations. So you guys are in for a treat. Gina, thank you so much for being on.
Emily, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for asking me. This is like, we talked about it for so long, right? My podcast coming out, Coffee Talk. I literally was like, oh my gosh, Emily has to be my first person because we've done a lot of Coffee Talk.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just so thankful that you asked me to be.
Yes, it's so good. I love hearing from other people. And like we talked before, of sharing our testimonies and sharing just stories. I don't believe that God gives us one testimony and says, now go and walk it out. I believe we have living testimonies that He's changing our lives day to day in the ins and outs of our experiences. And I would just love for you to share bits of your story of being fueled by faith and how God got you where you are, if you would be willing to share.
Of course. I think, first of all, I think that we as women, we kind of forget how powerful Jesus is and that He has created each one of us individually for like a purpose. And I've actually had so many people say like, I don't know what my purpose is. And I would really question that thought because I think a lot of times we just forgot who we are. And I know like on my journey when I decided, oh, I'm going to start this business. And it started out being a network marketing business. And then I started life coaching with the same coach. And she was great. She was doing something with social media and with life coaching. And I remember her asking me, do you want this, the social media coach, or do you want life coaching? And I was like, I think I want life coaching because at that time I was literally going like, what is the purpose? Like I'm like going to and from work. I was not lit up at all about that job. And I remember just driving in the car being listening to a podcast and I heard that coach on there. And I remember just pulling over and just being like, I need to like figure this out. You know, life is going and I don't want to get to the end of the road regretting anything. So I remember just connecting with her, I remember being now in the group calls and then I would do a one-on-one. And I remember my coach saying, you should be a life coach. And I remember thinking like, oh, I've had a lot of people say that to me, you know? And so it really like shifted everything for me. Mm-hmm. And that, I think the next week I went to work and I work with therapists. And one of the therapists, I was telling her, I go, I think I'm going to be a life coach. She goes, well, I'll be your first client. And I knew then like, oh, God's doing something. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, like, got my first client. And then about a few months later, I got my second client. And then it kind of halted for a little bit. And why I believe that it did is that I started taking my eyes off of who God was in the mix of it, more like, okay, I got this, God, you know, like I can do it. And then, you know, I was like, oh, wait, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And, you know, if you're in any type of social media, you know, area, you're like trying to post and you're doing all these things and you realize like, it's like you're throwing spaghetti up against the wall. Mm-hmm. Like, let's see if that one sticks. Let's see if that one sticks. And finally I like had to take a step back and be like, okay, I'm not just a life coach. I believe that God called me to something and I'm going to start digging into what His purpose is in this. Cause really not about me. It's about Him and the other women who have lost their purpose and who need reintroduction to who they are. So that's kind of how it started. And then, you know, you and I have had conversations. I've like started things and then been like, wait, I'm like putting all this money towards something and not being focused on what I'm supposed to be doing. So I really pulled the reins back. And in the middle of that, my husband got cancer. And I remember that I was hustling all through that. Mm-hmm. And I will make a suggestion. Do not do that. Don't hustle when you're walking through something, you know, crazy, because then it basically you're telling God, you know, like, I know you're going to do something, but I don't know totally trust you. So I'm just going to keep doing it. And it was not really conscious. I was just, I am more of a get or done type of person,
yes.
You know, and I realized like, I'm not getting anything done except I'm exhausted, you know?
Yeah.
So that part of it, leaning into God. And actually, honestly, for me, Emily, I just came to a place where I was like, if this is what God is calling me to do, it's going to happen. It's inevitable that it's going to happen. Yes. And I think we as believers, we get really confused because we're like, should I be focusing on a business when I'm focusing on God? And, you know, there's women in the Bible. I think Lydia is very prominent in the Bible. I mean, she was very wealthy, actually. And what she did is she helped the disciples, and the disciples came in, and she was, it wasn't like she was, I'm not going to keep doing my business. You know, she was doing her business, making money, and that money was helping other people. And so I think a lot of times as believers, we get really caught up in the money thing and we're like, I don't know, should I be doing this? You know, like I'm focusing on making all this money and that's wrong. And, you know, so there's like this fine line, I think, for us as believers with the money thing, and a lack-minded sense of money keeps women from actually stepping into their purpose, because they're, as believers, I think personally, that women, we shy back from it. And we think maybe our husbands should be making the money, or because they were called to work, but we were too.
Yes.
We're called to do that too.
Yes.
So anyway, that's, you know, like kind of what's where I have come from, and what I am doing now is just really relaxing into more of His power.
I was just going to ask you, how do you feel now? You're doing a similar thing that you were doing when you and I first met. You are life coaching, you are coaching women, but you're doing it with kingdom perspective. You've always been doing it with kingdom perspective, but you've been doing it in how God called you to do it. Now, how does that feel as opposed to when you were starting and you were hustling and then your eyes kind of got set off of Him and what He called you to do? And on the other, I remember you saying it was exhausting, right? So how does it feel now when you're doing it?
It just feels so much more peaceful, right? When you actually can say, I know that God has called me to this and I'm just going to keep being consistent, and it's the long haul. Yeah. So there is no like, I mean, until I die, right? There's no, it's just you stay consistent. You do, you serve. It's all about serving. And I think in the beginning, there was a lot of talk about, you know, if you're in the social media field, you know, you hear like 10K months and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I was thinking a lot about like that, you know, like people, remember we even talked about, you know, dollar bills, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not dollar bills. And I'm like, no, it does not seem right. Yes. But you know, then when I took my eyes off of that, I created the dollar bills.
Yes.
Because that's okay.
Yes.
And I again go back to that, you know, like the power of Jesus in my life has created a business not I created the business and I invited him in. He's the one that created the business and he invited me in.
That's so good. Especially the time frame that we're in right now with it being the new year.
Yeah.
I know that there's always like these New Year's resolutions and choosing your word and distraction around that, that we forget to ask God his will and invite us into that for us for 2023, right?
Right.
Instead of it being, well, here's my plan, God, come and bless this, even though like, yes, he's going to come and bless the things that he's given us, but yeah, coming at it from a difference of, God, I'm here for you. Like, we're here for you and to do your will with our gifts and talents. Show that to me. Give that to me in 2023. Download that to me, right? Mm-hmm. And what? Let's just speak. I would love to hear like your thoughts on that with the new year. I know we have we pick out a word and we live by that. And that kind of helps us to get motivated for the year. But what are your thoughts on like New Year's resolutions and 2023, but having like being sustainable through that with the Lord, right?
Right. Well, it's funny that you say that because In the beginning, I was like, oh, my word's going to be audacious. That's my word. And it just wasn't like sitting with me well. And then one day I was just sitting here and I'm like, no, my word's going to be relaxed. And here's why. It's very difficult for me to relax. I think, you know, audacious, my subconscious mind doesn't get what audacious really means. But relaxed, my subconscious mind knows. Yeah. And my subconscious mind knows that I don't relax well. You know, I'm the person, if we're sitting on the couch watching a movie and someone says, I want chocolate chip cookies, I'll be like, I'll go make those. And I run to the kitchen and people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, you said you wanted chocolate chip cookies. You
Here
know,
they
like,
are.
Yeah, exactly. Poof, I made them. That servant part of me is, you know, it's, I can be in like a hyper modality of like, I'm going to serve instead of being like, I'm also going to get served by, you know, being in the presence of God, by slowing down, by relaxing. I was thinking the other day, would I be on social media today if I wasn't a coach? Mm. What would I be doing and what would I be posting? And I realized that I would spend less time on social media, definitely. I would be less into like, I must share my stuff with the world. You know, I would be okay with a very small amount of women who truly want to change their lives. Mm. To me, that I felt like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I would like.
Yeah.
Not to be so, I don't care about a bazillion followers. And I don't think God cares if we have a bazillion followers.
No.
It doesn't matter to him. What matters is that we acknowledge that he's the one that created this opportunity. He created us. And whatever he wants to do with it, he's going to do with it.
Yeah.
And that creates a relaxed feeling in me.
Yeah, that's so good. I was just talking to someone about expectations around social media because I, similar to you, had an expectation when I started our business of you're not successful or a story around it. You're not successful if you don't have the followers, right? Mm-hmm. And then it became you have to basically sacrifice your time and all of you to gain those followers.
Right.
And I even tried that for a long time and I lost parts of me because of that. And I also like my body, I was getting migraines after migraines because I was trying to keep up with an expectation of a social media algorithm over the power of what God can do. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking to someone about this the other day. He was talking about how exhausted she was getting with social media. She's been posting every day since the beginning of the year and not seeing any fruit from it, or the fruit that she was expecting. Like, mm-hmm. she's expecting clients to pour in from her post, right? Mm-hmm. And I told her that this past summer is when I let go of my expectation of social media to be where I was going to get my next client or my next thing. And I started to rely on God. You are powerful. You know our needs and clients and people that we want. If I post, God, you put it right in front of the people that need to see it. Right?
Yeah.
And that's what's been happening. The right people see it. They say, I want to work with you. So it's not this hustle and bustle of trying to gain all the followers, giving it to him and then relaxing into, he's got it taken care of. I feel like we forget, even as believers, that God has work to do. Yes, he calls us to do and go do things and gives us a calling that requires activity of us, but he also has a to-do list yes. that we need to allow him space. Don't you feel that?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, when you take your eyes off of yourself and you're just like, okay, God, you created me, you've given me this like stirring. And I know that there are a lot of women out there that have a stirring and they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And they may have been pushing it down for a long time because they're like, well, I don't have the money to invest, or I don't know how to start a business, or I don't even know. I remember talking to you and I'm like, Emily, I don't even know how to do Canva. Like, can you help me? You know? And it was like, a lot of times we don't want to try and figure it out on our own, because we're trying to rush through things,
yeah.
you know? And so like that friend of yours, who's, you know, posting every single day and, you know, like she's listening to something on social media that's saying, if you do this, you will have that. Mm-hmm. But God may be asking something completely different. And that's where we have to sit back and relax and like, listen, like, what are you saying, God?
Yeah.
I've noticed that more of my reels that are God-centered and focused get more views than if I'm like blah, blah, blahing,
yeah.
you know, on there, mm-hmm. I get less views. And so I realize, I'm like, oh, okay, God, I see what you're saying here.
Yeah.
Focus on me and I'll do the rest.
Exactly. Give him the space. And also, let's talk. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Let's talk expectation, right? So expectation of what God's doing, but also releasing the grip from expectation of how it's going to happen. I remember talking with a friend and she was praying. I think it was like the first couple times she was praying and she was like, so frustrated because it hadn't happened. What she was praying for hadn't happened. And she was getting frustrated and frustrated. And I feel that I'm kind of in a boat right now, similar to that. And I remember telling her, yes, continue to pray. But what if God has also unveiled that to you and you just can't see it because maybe you think it's coming in this way or that way, right? And she was like, oh my gosh, that's exactly it, because I'm waiting for it to come in this particular avenue. I haven't even thought that it could come, you know, some other way. And so we put our flesh onto it of like, God, show up and do this and do it right here this way. This is how I expect for it to show up. While he may be wanting to provide, or maybe he is trying to provide it in a different way, we just can't even see it. I would love to get your thoughts on that.
Oh, man. I mean, think about the people who get it. Okay, think about the people that win the lottery.
Yes.
Okay. So they win the lottery, they get all this money, and their lives fall apart.
Yes.
Because they got it so fast. They didn't work for it. There wasn't change in their lives. There wasn't new perspectives. There wasn't a owning of that money. It was just given. And God loves us so much that he's like, I don't want you to be harmed in this. I want you to grow. And so if you're not getting the clients, if you're not getting the things they want, you need to actually be in a presence of like, what do I need to learn? What more do you want me to learn, God? How do you want me to grow so that I can serve, so that I can be that person? And I think that expectation is where I am at in my life. It's like, I know what's going to happen down the road. Like, God wouldn't call you to something that isn't going to come to fruition. Now, how it comes to fruition or how it manifests itself, that's up to God.
Yeah.
But when you know, like, okay, if I just keep staying in this place of I'm going to keep doing the work, and I know that you're doing something in me. One of the biggest things that changed for me was I had a coach who said, if you don't love your life right now, and you think that once you get to this place, you're going to love your life, you need to think again, because you need to learn to love your life right where it is. And I remember thinking, like, I don't like my life where it is. I have a husband who has cancer. He lost a job, COVID, you know, all of that stuff happened. And I remember thinking, like, okay, I'm going to figure out what I need to do to love my life where it is right now in the current situation. That has changed everything for me.
Let's talk about that, because I'm in that moment right now of loving the life that I'm in right now with what God has given me. Let's talk about how people can flip that switch to be able to view it, or maybe shift the lens for them to see it that way, because it can be tough walking a walk with a family member that has cancer. How do you live, or how do you love that life? Walking a walk when you're confused and trying to figure out your purpose, how do you love that life? So let's talk about that. What were you doing?
Yeah, I think, you know, what I started to do was I started to like sit down and figure out what I like. Because I think a lot of people forget like what they like. You know, what do I like as far as bedding goes? What do I like as far as colors go? What do I like? What gives me joy and fun? How can I tap into that? And not be so hypervigilant to get to the next place. That part is huge.
Yeah.
Because when I was walking through that season, I look back and I'm not in shame, but more like, oh, wow, interesting. Because you didn't relax at all during that time. Because I thought it was up to me. I got to do it. I've just got to get things done. My husband lost a job. He has cancer now. There was just so many variables, and I was like, I've got to make this work. And you know what's interesting? We were provided for during that whole time, and none of it was like on my efforts.
Yeah.
It was blessings that came from God. And I learned a huge lesson, and that's why my word is relaxed. Cause I'm just like, nah, I'm not going to do that this year. I'm going to simmer down. I'll do what God's going to do and start to do things that do give me joy. In fact, for instance, it was funny. I was looking at a coach, and I was just saw that she had a coffee cup that I thought was, oh, I love that coffee cup. I messaged her. I'm like, hey, where'd you get that? She goes, oh, I got an Anthro. And I was like, I'm going to buy that coffee cup. I didn't get the exact same one because I didn't want to be like a super creeper, you know? And then I'm moving next door to you. And we're going to be the best of friends. I didn't do that. But I went and I ordered the cup. Now, it's very uncharacteristic of me because I look at the cup. It's just a cup. No one's going to know that I got it at Anthro. You know, no one's going to be like, oh, did you get that on Anthropology? Okay. No, but with the, what, and I could have gone to Home Goods, got it there. But I was like, no, I'm going to get that cup. I want it. And that's the thing that we forget to do. Like, what do you want? Mm-hmm. Do you want to get nice sheets on your bed? Buy the freaking sheets. Mm-hmm. Don't go into debt over things.
Yeah.
Put the money aside. You can have it, but stop telling yourself you can't have it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's where loving your life to me means like, just step into things.
Yeah.
Stop telling yourself you can't.
Mm-hmm. Stop hanging up with excuses.
It's a constant excuse. Yeah. Like you know what? I mean, or blame and resentment. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, he's never going to change. Or, you know, like, I don't feel it. I had heard someone say, you know, like, well, I just don't know if I'll ever be in love again. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah. And how can we allow it to happen if we're saying that?
We're speaking. What does the Bible say? You know, one of the things in the Bible, I think it's in Psalms. It's like, whatever a man thinks, he becomes. Mm. So if you're thinking all the thoughts and you are wondering why your circumstance is the way it is, it's because you created that.
Yeah. And taking radical responsibility. It's okay. It's okay. I was just talking to John. Yesterday was my 32nd birthday, and we were talking about the best gifts that we've ever been given. And I was like, you know what? What was the best gift that you've ever gotten? Tangible, non-tangible, whatever it is. And I looked at him and I said, the last 3 months of our marriage has been the best gift that I have ever been given, because I got my husband that God revealed to me when we first got married that he would be. And it took us 9 years to get here, mm-hmm. for our marriage to get where it is. It took him stepping into the story of, or dealing with the stories and putting down the excuses and finally stepping into what God has called him to be, which has been amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that has been the biggest gift, but it wouldn't have happened if he didn't stop the excuses and stop speaking it out of that he wasn't worthy or that he could never do it. But he had been conditioned that way, mm-hmm. for the majority of his life. And so it's okay. I just want people to know and listeners to know that if right now that your thoughts are not where you want them to be, that it's okay, because you can change them. It doesn't happen overnight. Our lives don't become how we want them or how God has designed it to be. It can. He is that powerful. But it also takes the work of us and changing the thoughts. So, Gina, I would love for you to share, because you talk about thoughts and the power of your thoughts a lot. And I would love for you to share tangible ways that we can shift our thoughts to be more filled of the Holy Spirit, more filled by God, to help us move forward in our walk with Him.
Cool. Well, think about this. Think about a song that you hear from years ago, like Fleetwood Mac. Okay. You hear Fleetwood Mac come on, you start singing, and it's just automatic. Mm. You don't need to like look up the lyrics unless you've been singing the wrong lyrics for your whole life. But
usually what I do,
which some people do, but let's say you, all the lyrics are the right and you're just singing that song. Your subconscious mind has had that in its mind, in its pattern, because it was on repeat. Mm. You've heard it a bazillion times. And so now that song comes on and you can sing it. We underestimate the power of our mind. So if you've been creating a pattern, the same thought for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. And then now you're at a place where you're like, but this is my reality. This is true. It doesn't matter if it's true. What matters is, do you want to keep the same story going? And so for me, that's why I think it's so powerful. Coaching was for me, because I was able to have someone's other set of eyes on my life.
Yes.
Where someone could say, okay, well, this is what I'm seeing. And it's not like I give advice or they gave me advice. They helped me see.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. Yeah. I do have the same pattern. And I think a lot of coaches really go into like past, like, oh, what happened in your past, all these things. And yes, that's good. You know, like being aware, like, oh, that's why I get triggered.
Yes.
But not to stay in that place. And I think that's the one thing that's different about coaching versus therapy. Because I think in therapy, we tend to be more like focused on what happened instead of like, okay, how do we change that?
Yes.
How do we change the story?
Yes.
And so adding things in like tangible ways to change that is really being intentional. Mm-hmm. Catching yourself, find yourself aware, like, oh, why did I think that thought?
Yeah.
Like, where did that come from? Not shaming yourself. You know, your thoughts have been with you for a really long time. Yes. So they're kind of like that untrained toddler running around. And the Bible says that we have to capture our thoughts.
Yes.
Capture them and make them obedient to Christ.
Yes.
So if we can do that, we capture them and be like, okay, why am I thinking that thought? What is happening? You know, you're driving in the car and someone flips you off and you like are rage filled. Like, how dare you? Right?
Yes.
Like unacceptable.
Yes.
You could either, I had a pastor who he was like, you know, when people do stuff like that, I smile at them and I give them a thumbs up.
Yes.
And I was like, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. 'Cause he's not taking on their rage. Mm-hmm. We tend to take on other people's rage.
Right.
And then we're wondering, like, why am I thinking these thoughts?
Yes.
Instead of being like, okay, Lord, where'd that come from?
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that.
Being aware.
Yes. It's funny you mentioned that. That exact story happened to me maybe 2 or 3 months ago. I was driving. Someone was behind me. Person in front of me slammed on brakes, like full stop, slammed on brakes. So I full stop, slammed on brakes. Guy behind me honking on the horn as loud and long and flipping me off and just like hands are, you know. Well, then we go, the light turns green, we go. He comes up right next to me and rolls his window down. And my husband's in the passenger seat and I'm driving. So I roll my window down too. And he's just like yelling and yelling, right? And trying not to get right next to us. We get to a stoplight and he rolls his window down. And I was like, hey, you could not see what was in front of me, but I did not slam into that car and I had to stop on my brakes. And there's nothing I could do to make you be able to see what I could see. So that is what happened. And immediately he changed his posture, his everything. And he was like, thank you. Thank you for telling me that. Thank you. Have a good day. Right. That changed his day.
Yes.
Having that conversation. And like, and I was like, oh gosh, what's he going to say? But I wanted him to know of like, we don't need to react that way. You don't need to now continue to have a bad day because that almost happened, right? Yeah. But man, I was like, what are we doing, God? Rolling down the window. We're opening this up. So sorry, continue your thought. Awareness is thing.
I think that's the first one.
Yeah.
Just being aware.
Yeah.
You know, you were aware because there was a car in front of you, right? He wasn't.
Exactly.
So his rage overtook him. And then after that, he was probably walked away or drove away feeling pretty much like a ding dong because he just lost his stuff.
Yes.
Yes, I won't say it. He lost his stuff because he wasn't aware of what was going on.
Mm.
That's what, if you are aware of why you think the thoughts you think, why that triggered you, I think that's where it starts first. And then it's really just sitting down. For me, what I do is I do journal. A lot of people don't like to journal, but I do journal, and I will just write down a few things like, okay, this is how I'm feeling. And then I'll go back and look at it and be like, huh, interesting. Like even an hour later, it's like, I feel so much different mm-hmm. in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So don't react.
Yeah.
Step back from whatever you're thinking. You know, what if it's even the thought of I'm not worthy. I have a client who she is a therapist and she has a full schedule. Mm-hmm. And she used to come in and she would be like, I don't even know why my clients come. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm doing anything special. I'm like, you have got like 40 clients and they love you. And she was literally like, oh, you're right. I'm like, yeah, it's not about you.
Yeah.
You're adding something to their lives. And mm-hmm. that is impactful. Since then, she's now started her own business because she started to believe.
Yeah.
Wait, I do add value. Wait, I am valuable.
Yeah.
Wait, God did choose me for this.
Yeah.
And so going from awareness to not reacting to sitting back and like just checking yourself.
Yeah.
And then being kind to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're kind enough to ourselves.
No. We're not. I had a beautiful picture that someone painted for me visually through, I think it was a breathwork session or something. And they said, Emily, you are your best friend. And we forget to treat ourselves like that. We live inside this body. Why don't we treat it like we love it? We would never go out. I would never come up to Eugene and say, you are not worthy of this coaching business. You are not worthy of the marriage that you have and what it's become because I love you. I would never do that. So why do we say that to ourselves, right? Like God would never say that to us. He would never put that in us. And quite frankly, that could be the enemy pulling us away from what God is, pushing us to. And that can be a whole nother podcast that we can coffee talk, that we can talk about. But I think that's a beautiful way for people to know of like, just be aware of your thoughts, sit with them, reject whatever comes up that's not worthy of it, mm-hmm. repel that, and to act out when it does come, when you do walk out and realize the thoughts that you are serving, walk it out. I mean, there's a reason why she has her own business now is because she's walking out in the thoughts that she is putting in because she now realizes that she is worthy. It's not all of a sudden she became worthy. She spoke that in over her life that she is and walked it out.
Well, also, Emily, this is really powerful. If you are not aligning yourself with the right people, you won't be able to do it. Because if you're listening to people who are not believing in you, if you're listening to the naysayers, you will stay stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say it's a spouse. Let's say it's a spouse who's just like, I don't believe you're going to be able to do that business. I don't, first of all, I want to just say, I'm sorry that for who, if this is a listener and they're feeling that, but here's the other part of it. whatever they are projecting is mm-hmm. their projection mm-hmm. on themselves. Mm-hmm. Right? So if they don't believe that you can do whatever you say you can do, that is on them.
Yes.
And I'm not a big, like, you just show them. But what I am big on is once you keep growing, you keep changing, you let them stay where they're at. You love them where they're at because God does. And then you keep changing, keep growing. They will come.
Yeah.
They will believe.
Yeah.
But you just have to stay consistent and not try and change them. Yes. Change their thoughts and like they're wrong. Let them be where they're at.
Yes.
You either get a coach, get a therapist, whatever you need to shift it all. Yes. And you will see your life change.
Yes. So good. Oh my goodness. This was so fun and so beautiful. So
like
good.
Chit-chat and hang out. Yeah. Emily.
Thank you so much for being on. And if you can just let people know where they can find you, if there's anything that you have going on in your business now that you want to let them in on, you can share that and then we'll wrap up, sister.
Sure. Well, you can always find me on Instagram. That's where I'm at, gina.cv. I have started a new program and it's actually, I'm super excited about it. It's possible. So I think that women just don't believe that it's possible for them. Yeah. I didn't believe it was possible for me. I believed it was possible for everyone else, but I didn't believe it was possible for me. And I want women to know, like, it's possible. It's possible for you to have a life you love today. You don't have to wait until you get the 10K months. You can actually love your life today.
That's so good. I think that speaks to everything that we talked about today in the podcast, in this episode. So that's so beautiful. I love that you're doing that. So thank you so much. This has been so precious.
Yeah. Love you so much.
Love you too, sister. Thanks, you guys. Have a good rest of your day and we'll chat soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.